I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's wrong with your house? 1-800-330-9999. It's so funny. Sometimes you move into a home, you purchase it, you rent it, whatever, and then there's a surprise waiting for you, something you didn't see.
Yeah. My wife makes me travel to the air freshener store all the time. I feel like we're always buying air fresheners. And one of the biggest reasons is she suspects that the people who used to own the house did a disgusting thing in the house.
Uh-huh. Here she is. Last week she was talking about it.
Upstairs in the hallway outside of the bathroom. If you don't have a plug-in in there for like a week, I swear you can smell pee. I've heard stories from neighbors on the street that this woman used to let her kids just drop their pants, and one actually did a number two in her front yard.
Yeah, that's a true story.
And she like picked it up and tossed it in the bushes instead of being like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She just like tossed it like it was no big deal. So I really believe that these children just used to go to the bathroom wherever they felt like.
I'm convinced
it's like seeped into the hardwood, and no matter how much I clean, like it's just there and it won't go away.
It's like a tick for my wife. I have never, nobody that's ever walked in my house has ever, you know, mentioned that fragrance. Maybe I've caught a whiff of something once or twice in my life, but we've lived there 9 years. Anything could have happened. We also have dogs. Anything could have happened.
Your house smells like urine because the big kids used to use it as a giant toilet.
Now, here's the other thing I will tell you is the kids that did live there, they were wild.
So,
and there was a bunch of them. And every kid used to come to the house that we own now in the neighborhood. So I don't know. Anything's possible, I guess.
You always find something random about your house after you move in.
Of course.
What was it? 1-800-330-9999. Angie.
My house is leaning. The whole house is slightly slanted to the right by about an inch or so.
Is it like 100 years old? Is it one of those houses?
It's a 1955 house.
Oh, 1955. I mean, that's not all that old.
It's not all that old.
No,
it's not even 100 years old.
Didn't you have an inspection? I feel like that's something the inspector should have told you. But I guess that old houses just shift. It's no big deal.
Yeah, they do shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do shift. But it really does make a difference because now it's kind of obvious if you look at the crown molding line or if you stand back and look into the kitchen where the light hits it just right, you can see that it's going downhill and my appliances slightly teeter, and there's a big crack across my basement floor now.
Okay. Get out there and jack that house up. Good luck.
I mean, I could see how that's difficult when your whole house is leaning. The issue with my house after I moved in, and I mean, my garage is so tight that like I can't get in and out comfortably out of my door.
Out of your car?
Yeah, and if, God forbid, I drop something when I'm getting out.
It's got to live there.
Until I back out. I run over it. You know how many coffee cups I've lost?
Cars have gotten a little bit larger, but yeah, garages were smaller before.
Yeah, my husband had to, put the foam along both sides of like the doors? For the doors, because I just keep hitting everything. It's so tight. I don't know. What was the surprise that you found after you moved into your home? 1-800-330-9999. Sometimes you don't realize something's wrong with your house until after you move in, right? Raven's wife has been all upset because she says there's one area upstairs that smells like urine because she believes the old owners used to let their kids go to the bathroom anywhere they wanted.
She swears that there's a spot outside like the linen closet, and it's outside one of the bathrooms. And there are multiple bathrooms in the house, but she swears that if the air fresheners run out for a week or longer and the temperatures are just right, that she can smell something like urine standing in this one spot. I can't smell it, but I... spend an enormous amount of money to make sure that we never run out of plug-in air fresheners because she will be triggered by this situation.
What did you learn about your house after you moved in? 1-800-330-9999. Michelle?
All of the outlets are upside down.
Yeah.
And you know when you have a sliding glass door and they have that bar that comes down for safety to keep it locked?
Yes.
Well, if we would have put that down, it would have locked us in the house. Because they put the door in backwards.
Oh, I mean, my God.
When they were designing your house, what did they do? They just gave up?
So the outlet upside down thing, I've seen this. Actually, there are certain electricians, and I don't know if it's a new thing or whatever, is that they'll put them upside down.
Why?
I don't know why. I think it has to do with if a cord gets pulled down or whatever, when you have the ground up top, it's less likely to damage the outlet. Then again, I could be crazy.
They could just
upside down smiley faces. I don't know.
It's really annoying. And then I had new outlets put in my kitchen, and that person put them in right. So now it really screws me up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So now you don't know. Don't know which one it is. Is it one of the old outlets, the new outlets?
Yeah. Why couldn't he just be crazy like the other guys?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, Amanda, what's wrong with your house?
So it's not my current house, but a couple of years ago, my ex and I were trying to get into this apartment complex. We were on a big waiting list, and all of a sudden we got a call saying, hey, a unit just opened up. You can move in this next weekend if you want, but we have to wait. We're staining the floors. So we moved in. They still had the fans. The floor was this awful dark color. We thought it was strange because none of the other units had it. Well, first weekend we're there, old lady across the street comes and talks to us. Turns out her best friend had lived there, and she had met with an untimely end on that living room floor, which is why they stained it black.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that is terrible and tragic and sad. And ladies, stay in your house and don't talk to me about it.
Oh.
I mean, I've signed a lease now. Now I'm here in this apartment now. You're coming to tell me? I mean, I'm sorry you miss your friend. All right? I'm sorry.
She was dead, Raven. She had to tell her she died.
I know. Well, she doesn't have to tell her that her friend died. My friend died in your apartment. No, I'm already living there.
Amanda, I have to know. When she said faced an untimely death and that's why they had to stain it, did she tell you exactly what happened?
Anna wants to know if she was murdered.
Was she murdered?
Yeah, her young boyfriend. Yeah, exactly. Her young boyfriend unalived her in the living room floor.
Unalived.
Yeah, and they didn't find
unalived.
Her for a couple of days.
That's the term we're going to use now when we speak in public.
Yes.
Unalived.
I'm so sorry.
Exactly.
So what
that's
did you
terrible.
Do? What did you do then?
I mean, we lived there for a couple of years, but I don't particularly believe in ghosts. Yeah. But my ex did. And every time the doors or the windows would do something funny, he would get all strange. And I'd be like, oh, that's just Jacqueline. Don't worry.
You lived there for a couple of years.
She signed the lease. What are they going to do?
I mean, I would have said you didn't tell me somebody died in here if I really wanted to get out.
Oh, my gosh. She was unalive.
You know,
moving
I looked
sucks,
into
though.
That.
Yeah.
Apparently, they don't have to unless you specifically ask them that question.
Oh,
true.
Man.
Lesson learned.
Moving sucks, though. So I might be like, you know what? Can we stay with her?